guys. Hi, welcome.
Do you know, you sounded like that, Len. Can I get a hi?
So, I'm a cool mom. I'm not a regular mom.
Hello and welcome to Nip Talk.
Are you guys going to drink? Because if you're going to drink, I'd rather you drink in the house.
Not giving a fuck. This is a podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women.
And MILFs.
And MILFs, yeah. Or not MILFs. Just ILFs. I'd like to fuck you.
Imagine Ilfies. Just being a single fit woman without a kid.
It's been a long time since
fuck's
I was
sake.
That.
Bitches.
This is all about being unapologetically yourself. Be it MILFy, be it not MILFy, whatever you are, be unapologetic about it, okay?
Okay. Coming up on today's show, Lauren shares a hack for a blinding bumhole.
Ashley's got some vital tampon tips.
And one listener has ridden the tackle train. True, true. So, on Nip Talk, we want you to get your voices heard. You can email us at hello@niptalkpod.com. You can also get in touch via WhatsApp. That means voice notes too, which we will play out in future episodes. Don't worry though, if you prefer to remain anonymous, we will never, ever, ever reveal who you are.
We've got your back. We have got you.
Pinky promise. We want to know.
What's getting on your tits? What's annoying you? What's giving you the ick? What questions are you dying to know? What advice do you need? What advice do you have to give? Because we're all listening
together. We love a debate.
We love a debate. What do you want to talk about? Tell us what you want on the show. Anything you want, just get in touch. There are no holds barred because basically, we don't give a fuck. And we are back in
surgery.
We're here. Right. I'm going to kick this off with a life update. If anyone follows me on Instagram, they will have seen that Ashley recommended. So anything that comes up about pigmentation, you probably know I suffer with pigmentation from sun damage back in the day. So anything that comes up.
She was a sunbed hun.
Absolutely, I was. I used to get £4 a day off my mum for English pounds. And I only got
three, you fucking rich bitch.
I would spend
£2.50 on a pack of fags.
£1 on the bus, because I had to get to school and back. £2.50 on a packet of 10 Richmond Super King.
Menthol.
No, I was serious smoking.
Fuck off, you didn't get menthol.
No, I smoked the serious stuff.
So you had 50p left.
I would get, no, that would give me £1.50, no. Well, anyway, then I went on the sunbed.
Yeah, well, what
the fags,
I didn't
buy the fags every day.
I would starve myself.
Yeah, I didn't eat. Oh my God, no.
Or sometimes I wouldn't pay on the bus or do like a
something
naughty
shady.
Train hop or something. Yeah.
Or I'd go halves with my friend on the cigarettes.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it would be 12 minutes on the sunbed. I was 14 in a school uniform. They used to let me on.
Yeah, they used to like sell us fags in school uniform.
I was so tanned, and then I would save up extra bits, and then by the weekend.
Did your mum not say to you, oh, Laura?
Never noticed. I'd never noticed how brown I was. I say to her sometimes, Mum, I had you. Up the what?
I and
ran
I bet you
rings.
Stank of sunbed.
Oh my God, and fags. I honestly ran rings around that woman. She had.
Lauren's been here.
She had no idea. I used to say, I'm sleeping out. Okay. I'm babysitting for the little brother. I was on a field in a fucking tent with a bottle of Lambrini.
Did you ever like get your stomach pumped? We're not condoning.
We're not. We're just saying.
Like, you have to be careful with that shit. That's why we're talking about how scary it actually is. I, touch wood, luckily, never ever got into a situation where my mom or dad had to be called violently vomiting.
My friends did, though, at parties. There was always someone
in the toilet about to, like,
getting carried out. Mum and dad's here.
And they had to get, like, their stomach pumped. And, like, Beverly and Ned. Ever put you through that. My sister, on the other hand.
Was she bad?
Numerous times.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
No, I never had to. My mum had no idea and I was awful. But yeah, anyway, I used to go on the sunbed and because of that, it gave me pigmentation. If you are young, and listening to this, if you are young, don't do it because I'm now 33. My skin is actually really good, but I've got pigmentation forever. So anyway, Ashley, anything she finds that's pigmented related, sends it me. Like, try this, try that. So she sent me some soap. And what was it? Japanese soap that you'd seen on TikTok.
Isn't it Jamaican soap?
No. It's Japanese, but they use it in Jamaica as well.
Right, okay. So it's this soap, and I saw this girl saying, because everyone is into the bumhole bleaching, aren't they?
Well, I thought that Lucas might want one, so I actually brought them with it. So, Lukey, I'm going to leave them here for you.
Lucas, is that a gay thing, having, like, the peel of your arsehole, like... All the right, so Lucas is saying he's not bothered about the colour of your bumhole.
I'm just holding this up for Patreons. So this is Koji-san, and it's skin
lightening.
How much
was it, Lauren?
Oh, my God, about £3.
Yeah.
It's skin lightening soap, okay? So it's to lighten your skin on your face. However...
It's giving it's, Michael Jackson.
It's giving ow. It's clinically proven to lighten your skin in as fast as
this
7 days.
This is not okay, hon.
No, wait.
Because everyone wants a pale pink arsehole.
It's not for your arsehole. It's for scars, melasma. It says on the back, dark spots, age spots. So Ashley saw it on TikTok, of course, on TikTok, and sent it to me. Like, look, people are saying it's really good.
They are.
And they're also using it as a side thing to bleach their bum holes.
So, you've wanted your bum hole bleached for a while.
Yeah. So I've been using it, but I forgot to look at it. Anyway, on my face... Ow!
Does it hurt?
Burns. I
don't use
it. Not going to use it again. So,
but did it work?
My skin looks nice. I don't know. Anyway, I'm leaving it for Lucas to do his arsehole with because I don't want it.
I doubt it's safe in pregnancy, so I'm not.
You're not
going to
do
that.
It. But yeah, I tried it.
There
anyway.
Is a clinic in Manchester that does.
No, there's not.
Full on, and it's it's a proper. It's what's it called?
They're the ones that messaged me this morning.
They do arsehole bleaching.
Asking if I wanted to go in for free.
They do
Maybe I should
bleaching.
Go in for that.
Should
my
go
bum
and
holes are nice. I don't think it's that brat. I don't know. I think it's all right. I don't know.
I don't give a fuck about a guy that much to bleach my arsehole.
No, same, but I get asked that quite a lot, you know, about that question. So, yeah. Lucas, I know you're not particularly
I do. I've got time on my hands. No, he said that it's not.
It's not a thing.
For gay men.
Yeah, you're a lame.
He's a laddie gay. But also, did you know, like the Dulux colour chart? Dulux,
yeah.
Of like different colours. So it starts like pink and then it goes to brown. Men's dicks go like that as they get old. Like their willies start like pale and pink and then they go brown.
So.
And women's fannies do as well.
Guess what I learnt the other day?
What?
Your clitoris never stops growing.
And your ears and your nose.
So that's why women, let me find the message. There's a book that we need to find called Happy Vagina, I think it's called. One of our listeners who I actually did a lot.
Ours are going to end up fucking huge then.
I know. The Happy Vagina. And it's about your body. It's by Mika Simmons. And it's about your body, your vagina. Shit, it's amazing. Anyway, it never stops growing. So that's why women in their 40s and 50s tend to have a better, more powerful orgasm because your clitoris continues to grow.
That's all right.
Yeah. So we're going to have like a dumbbell dangling down. So yeah, that's that. I just wanted to tell you, if anyone looked on my Instagram at that soap, it might work, but it's a bit stingy. So I would say
Oh my God, if it stings on your face,
it did sting. I have put it on my bumhole.
Right. This is something quite serious. So, Lauren, you mentioned a few weeks ago about the Schmeven Schmartlet podcast and that he was talking about toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah.
So toxic shock syndrome. I listened to the pod. Did you?
No.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I didn't.
So I saw a TikTok on it ages ago and I was like, wow, that's wild. Luckily, I went to an all-girls school, so we did actually talk quite a bit about like tampons, toxic shock, blah, 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 blah. Did you at school?
I can't remember.
Yeah. And I was, and I feel like they terrified us out of using tampons a bit.
No, I don't feel like we were given much information.
Yeah, we were, but that will have been because I was at an all-girls school. So, you know, it shouldn't matter though. Anyway, this gorgeous girl, she was an athlete and a model and she lost both of her legs and nearly died. She nearly lost her hands.
Wow.
Honestly, it was horrific.
From toxic shock syndrome.
Yes.
From a tampon.
Well done to her and Stephen Bartlett for both doing this podcast.
How was he? How did he interview her? Because you hear mixed reviews about him.
No,
did you think
really,
he came across well?
Really good, but I did feel like there wasn't really a conclusion to the episode.
Okay.
Because I'm very much like... okay, you've told me what's wrong. Now I'm going to go away and overthink it.
Yeah. Now tell me what to do about it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, basically, me and Lauren are really interested in like feminine care because we are quite like feministy vibes.
We're funny, aren't we? Because we are. We're whatever we want to be.
Yeah.
So we can be both. We
want to look after girls, though.
But we do. Yeah, absolutely. Because it's not talked about enough.
And we did actually look into starting our own organic feminine care.
Yeah.
But literally, the dominant market holders, you know, your big brands, we can name them off the top mm-hmm. of our heads. They have the market share. And basically, to produce the kind of tampons that we wanted to, because we were like, we started questioning it. You know, I was turning up to these meetings and I was like, yeah, but if the cotton's sprayed, mm-hmm. then why? Yeah. How does it make it that? And then I was like, nope, if we're going
to
do it,
it's got to be.
But then I was like, I can't be selling a box of tampons for 15 yeah. quid.
And this is the thing.
Because that's not fair to everyone. So I have personally looked at it all. And even if, you know,
it's not easy.
It's not easy, but it should be out there. Yeah. Like the quote that this woman said, if men's dicks were falling off, people would be doing something about it. And that stuck with me. And then I thought, fuck, that reminds me of when me and Lauren wanted to do this thing. And I was saying, remove this, remove that. And I think it turned out something 18 quid for a box of tampons.
It's not realistic.
For one period. And we would make basically nothing off it. Which, to be fair, I wanted to fit in like an education piece around it. Anyway, long story short, I immersed myself in toxic shock syndrome. I was like,
she immersed herself in tampons and the whole thing.
What is toxic shock syndrome? So basically, it's not just off tampons. You can get it off menstrual cups.
Didn't know that.
You can get it off pads.
Didn't know that.
Basically, what it is,
what?
Your body at the time of the month when you're having a period,
right,
is when your very, very sensitive down there.
Right.
It's warm, it's liquidy.
You're wet.
Yeah, exactly. So if you put a tampon in,
right,
then it soaks all of the period yeah. up. Then it starts soaking into your uterus, you know, that area.
Right.
And then the blood starts flowing. Then the bleach from the tampon and the chemicals off the tampon can then be transferred into your bloodstream.
Right. Can like cross-contaminate almost.
Exactly. So even with a menstrual cup or a pad, it can all
but how
get
do we
in. Because it's like the spread of, say, like an infectious disease. If liquid and liquid are touching, then
they can drag it along.
Exactly. Now, basically, toxic...
But menstrual cups don't have anything toxic in them, no?
No, they do. They're plastic, babe.
Right, okay, okay.
So, basically, toxic shock syndrome is when you're on your period, you're using something to protect or relieve yourself from the period. And it's got a chemical on it, which will get into your blood. So that's why it's relevant to all things. But it is, even though we're saying menstrual cups, it is mainly tampons.
Okay.
It's not about changing your tampon regularly because
that's what they used to say, didn't they? Leave it in too long and you'll get toxic shock syndrome.
Nope. If you take your tampon out too early, that's when you get toxic shock. Because we all know when we've taken a high absorbency tampon out, it kind of rips out, doesn't it? You go,
yeah, it pulls you out, yeah.
And it's dry.
Right.
Then you get tiny little cuts. And when you put the next tampon in, that's when the chemicals
get it straight in. Oh,
how scary is that?
Honestly, didn't know any of that stuff. I knew how dangerous it was. I knew that wearing tampons, I thought for too long, can cause it, but I didn't know the exact science behind that.
Exactly.
So that's quite interesting.
So I'm just going to rattle through this bit so I can, because I really honestly did sit 2 hours of research on this. Now, there is conflicting advice. Is anyone an expert? Please tell us.
Yeah.
Okay. So expert analysis says the more absorbent the tampon, the more bacteria it can hold on
to. So Super Plus, for example, the bigger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That paired with a tiny tear from pulling out a dry tampon before it's saturated with blood can introduce the bacteria into your body. That's why you should always use the lowest absorbency tampon to control your flow.
So don't just think, sod it, I'll go for a super in case.
So then I started questioning.
But then what about at the end of your period? Sometimes you put it in and you think, oh God, I've not bled that much today than I expected. And you pull it out and there's not much on it.
So then I was like, right, well, I'll just use organic tampons then because they've got less chemicals on them. No, it does not matter whether they are organic or conventional. However, there is new research from only last year. And again, this is not being invested. Like,
no, because no one's asked. Whereas, like you say, if men's penises were falling off, we'd be looking into it.
Research from New York University Medical School concluded that 100% organic tampons reduce the risk of toxic shock. So, basically, I then did like a list of how we can avoid it. Avoid using super absorbent tampons. Only unwrap the tampon if you're going to use it immediately. Because basically...
Then it's got more time for bacteria to go in.
Well, yeah. Like, we've all had a little Lilettes at the bottom of our handbag that's...
Yeah.
Exactly. So just girls, like, make sure before you put a tampon in that the wrapper is fully intact. And if you do get that tampon at the bottom of your bag, it's not worth using. No. Throw it away. Do not handle a tampon more than you need to. Wash your hands before and after inserting the tampon. Lauren, that is for you.
I wouldn't wash it before, but I would always wash them after.
Be gentle when inserting and removing tampons.
I just took mine out.
No, because that's when you can get the little tears inside your vagina and then you're causing more risk. Avoid applicator tampons.
I don't use them ever.
Applicator can scrape your vaginal wall.
Yeah. I can't
use them. This is what I mean.
Them.
We've never thought of this before.
I can't use them. I have to use a normal one.
I know, but a lot of young girls rely on the applicator tampon.
It's plastic though, isn't it?
If you are going to use an applicator tampon though, girls, put some lubricant. Mm. I know this sounds really sad, but please put some lubrication on the tampon before you insert it because that will mean that it's less abrasive inside. Use pads instead of tampons overnight. Now, they've said here, sanitary napkins, they're calling them, because they've got, like, no chemicals on, so you've got a lot less risk. Basically, use pads wherever you can.
Yeah, I very, very rarely use tampons anyway. But I've
a lot of
heavy
girls
flow.
Do.
Whereas if you've got heavy flow, it's...
Or they're playing sport, or they're in school, they're conscious.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Okay. Do not wear tampons when you do not have your period. So I know we recommended that thrush thing the other week.
Take that off.
Maybe not the best idea. Consider using pads or panty liners during the last day or so of your period. Basically, just use a tampon
when you have to.
In
the middle.
Exactly. There are no clinical trials supporting the use of menstrual cups to reduce the risk of toxic
shock. That's just
shock.
Because maybe there isn't enough evidence yet. They've not been out that long, have they, menstrual cups, really? Surely they must be better than putting something in your vagina.
I have heard as well that they can cause prolapse.
Really?
Yeah, because think, like, it goes boof, and it's, like, quite... They're quite
big.
Mm, yeah, exactly. Who knows, guys? Please, can we all start?
Any solutions that you have, any tips?
Do you know what, though? Even though we're saying, like, oh, it doesn't matter if it's organic or not. Honestly, wherever possible, and please, let's start spreading the word to our 9-, 10-year-old daughters, nieces, everything. Look after yourself. Like, yeah. I've got on my Amazon a link to the best organic feminine care products because... Like, let's stop fucking promoting, less use of plastic.
Yeah.
We're all promoting that and recycling
over
what we're putting in our fucking fannies.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, yeah, Greta Thunberg, thank you, hon, for the recycling thing.
Yeah.
But can we all start telling our daughters, their classmates, our nieces, what you are putting inside your body for a 4 to 8 hour period.
And a long period of your life.
15 years. Is please can it be as organic as possible? Yeah. I'm sorry, I had to go.
You're
on
putting
that
it inside your body. It's
going
in
part
you.
Of you.
Yeah.
So that, isn't it
that
so
sense.
Scary?
Yeah.
And well done to Sainsbury's for bringing out a range of really affordable organic feminine care. That is the only supermarket. Even Boots, I don't think, have done that yet.
Run to Sainsbury's.
Literally, I think it's like £1.80 for a full box of tampons. Amazing. Thank you, Sainsbury's.
Thank you.
And that is not a plug. But let's all, please, girls, if you're going to post one thing this week for me and Lauren, just do a little post about girls start buying organic feminine care. Please,
because then it'll become the norm. And eventually, if everyone did that, these big brands, which we all know the names of, would go and afford tampons that are organic would be more affordable then because they wouldn't hold the market share anymore. And they'll be run by men.
Stop buying them. I went into Boots in Knutsford a few weeks ago. Well, it was actually a few months ago, was to buy some tampons. And there was not one organic option. And the shelf was that big. And I went to the woman.
Whereas everywhere else you go, you can get organic, every single thing in the world's organic. Yeah, organic sweets.
They sold organic sweets in there. Like,
there just mustn't be the demand for it, which is sad.
But let's spread the word. Yeah. So I went over to the woman and I was like, you do know there's not one organic tampon there. And she was like, you're so right. Thank you.
Yeah, she didn't even...
Boots up your game.
Okay. Lovely. So that was a little bit of a health warning.
Current affairs. Let's dive into something that we don't have to think about too much.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm going to say?
What are you going to say? Oh.
Lisa Hoxton.
Are you obsessed with this?
So,
I'm not up to date.
No, I'm just here for the drama, like, as in... I'll fill you in. Real Housewives of Miami is one of my favourite Real Housewives. We all remember Joanna Krupa. Oh my God, she is so fit.
Yes.
Then we have...
Who was it whose mum was really... she had a lot of work done.
Oh, she's dead now.
Rest in peace. Whose mum was that?
I remember her name. Not Adriana. She's still on it.
Which season?
Marisol's mum. And her mum was lovely and she was a bit psychic.
That wasn't the same one, was it? A different one?
Yeah, and that's Miami.
Okay. Yeah, I do know what we're on.
Her mum died, bless her. She was a really lovely lady. She was so attractive when she was younger. But Miami's like one of the cosmetic surgery capitals of the world.
Yeah.
And this lady, when she started getting into her mid-40s, went for injectables and they were putting like oil in her face.
Oh,
and
God.
It's a really sad story. Anyway, so Lisa Hoxton, her husband is one of the top cosmetic surgeons in the world. Okay. His name is Lenny Hoxton, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. the Boob God.
Yeah.
And they were married for 10 years, two kids, and she was like the face of his business.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, they had this house on Star Island in Miami. And like, if you go to Miami and do a boat tour, their house is like the main thing you go past.
Wow.
Because it's like a full-on mega mansion. And she is like Barbie, basically. I think she's like mid-40s, I think. Early 40s, and she looks incredible, really outgoing, really nice girl. They have split up because he is now going out with a 20-something-year-old.
Of course he is.
And they've split up, and it all unfolded on Real Housewives of Miami.
Ah, okay.
Her catching him.
Why was he cheating?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, okay, he was having an affair.
And he kicked her and the kids out of the house. She went to meet up with his mum for lunch and his mum was like, Lisa, I'm so sorry, I can't believe it. And like, she saw them out in a restaurant and the girl licked her lips at her and she was like, what? I'm your wife, we're still married.
Wow.
What is going on? No, like, it's actually...
I need to like go online and do a Google and start it's like delving into that.
Anyway, they have got engaged, the mistress and Lenny, while he is still married to Lisa.
Wow.
And she put a picture on with this, like, probably
massive
10, 15 carat ring. And it says on the caption, I don't cook, I don't clean, but I can tell you how I got this ring.
Oh, that's real classy. Wow.
And the mum has, like, commented on pictures.
I've seen that his mum has been trash talking.
Like, thank goodness you have now found a woman that understands you.
21. She understands jack shit at 21.
I'm just...
You're invested, aren't you? I like Housewives. I like Bethany Frankel. She is always bringing the drums.
She's suing Bravo and NBC.
And I think she might be right, you know. They treat you like show ponies.
Don't know how much I can say, but that is not something I would do again.
There you go,
not
then.
Not for me.
Why do you think people do?
Because I think
the pay's not that good, I heard.
There wasn't pay.
Is it the deals that you get on the outside of it then? Do you think that people
don't
do
get
these
any
reality
fucking deals?
We're bigger
for
than
me,
that.
Like, good chatting shit on here.
You're good on here. You don't need any more, do you, darling? Right, I've lost my trail of thought now.
Anyway.
Okay, so we're going to take a little break now. It's been all very serious. We're going to have a break and then we're going to bring it back to our normal tone, back to some dirty, disgusting stories.
You've what? Turned into me.
Look, you told me that this is going to make me look like Margot Robbie. So I'm going to look like Margot Robbie. I am getting my minutes in. I am wearing it. I am doing light therapy right now.
God.
I've got the hydrogel mask underneath. It is seeping into my skin. The beautiful lights are doing the job to help minimise wrinkles, improve my pigmentation. And I'm going to stay like this.
Honestly, like, I don't actually blame you and I am a little bit jealous.
It's unreal.
Love the current body LED mask.
I love everything from current body, but this.
Yeah.
Look, it's like I can walk around with it. I could fully do the washing. I could do the ironing.
I know. It is amazing.
It's the easiest thing ever.
And we've got a code.
Of course we've got a code.
Have a look at their Instagram, guys. It's at Current Body. There are, honestly, there are so many, like, devices, gadgets on there. I am in beauty heaven.
I always end up copying you, don't I? You went on about this. You used to send pictures of it. And I'd be like, why have you got that on?
And Guy.
Everyone's starting to realise, why are we not looking like Margot Robbie? Because we're not doing this.
So if you use our code NIPTUCK, you will get a 15% discount off the current body range.
And you can look like me.
So this is a little bit of a special bargain bouquet. Lauren.
Yeah.
I know you're allowed to drink. You're not loving it at the minute after your trauma.
I like a drink. I just don't like the come down.
Right. Well, this is good because it's not just petrol. It's actual nice ratchet. So I have done some research because do you know what's really expensive at the minute?
What?
Booze.
Right.
Really expensive.
Why do you think that is? Someone was saying this, apparently like in pubs and stuff, the booze has gone right up.
I've heard that. Who was it? My mum was saying she went out.
She went
the
to a local boozer.
Mate, the Stamford. Fucking the place million to be, quid. It? It's like £12 for a glass of wine.
Wow.
No. Isn't it wild?
Yeah.
So anyway, I have come at you with the wine dupes because all you girls seem to love the wine dupes. So
tell us. Tell us, Ashley. Tell us.
We're going to go in first with some rosés.
Okay.
Whispering Angel dupe. Get your phones out, girls. Make a note of this. Okay.
Not if you're driving.
Whispering Angel.
Whispering Eye. That's Whispering Eye. What film is it where he goes, Whispering Eye? Role Models, one of the funniest films ever. Anyway, I was going to start quoting loads of stuff, but I won't.
Okay, first in, our most popular basic bitch juice. Whispering Angel, £20. Versus The Dupe, Aldi, Atlantique Rosé, £6.49.
But it's not vegan.
It's not vegan.
But if you're not asked about that, save yourself some money.
I got you a vegan dupe, boo. Vegan Whispering Angel dupe, £20 versus Aldi, £6. Therese du Midi.
There you go.
Read the next one, Lauren.
Now, this one is a bit of you, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Ultimate Provence.
Oh, it's stunning. That bottle's gorgeous, isn't it?
It is nice. £20. £20 is a lot for a bottle of wine.
Yeah, fuck
to sit and drink in your living room.
No
Do you know
way.
What I mean? Now. Aldi. Costa Toscana.
Toscana.
Costa, sorry, Toscana.
your nan off.
Toss your mum. Costa Toscana, specially selected. Aldi, £7.50.
That is so good.
Much more doable.
I got a champagne dupe for you, baby.
Oh.
Laurent Perrier champagne. That is one of my favourites.
Very nice champagne.
Very nice
Very nice. Once you pop, you can't stop.
45 quid.
No, that's really silly.
That is stupid. Like, you're just going to piss it out.
And if you actually buy that out, it's like £150. It's
quid.
Ridiculous. I mean, I haven't bought it. I never buy it. I just drink it.
Well, just buy your Aldi Cremant Du Jura for £8.99.
Get your Aldi Cremant Du Jura. Sounds like something like creme a vagina creme thing.
Ah, oh, we've got your favourite here.
What is it?
Laurent Perrier Rosé dupe.
Ah, I didn't see that. 65 quid.
For in the shop.
Like I say, I don't buy it. I get it bought. Versus Graham. Oh, I don't like the sound of it. Graham Beck. 2017 Majestic Wine, and that's £17. Graham Beck, though, compared to Laurent Perrier, it's just not the same. I love your finest Graham Beck, please.
It all comes out the same in the end.
It all comes out, yeah, it does. Out of my stomach, right, in my mouth at the end of the night.
One of my favourite champagnes, Veuve Clicquot.
I like a Veuve.
It's a nice dry champagne.
It's a nice one. Yeah, I like a Veuve.
£48 versus the dupe, which is from Waitrose, Bossendal Brut NV. £10. And we put a red in for good fun because me and you don't like red.
I'm not
wine.
A red. I will drink anything, but I'm not. No. I enjoy it.
Everyone loves this chocolate.
I think it's when you're older.
Chocolate block. Everyone loves.
Do they?
Yeah. And you can get it from, oh, I didn't write the name of it down, but the Majestic do an £8.99 one.
So find out yourself.
I got bored at the end because I'm not interested in red wine.
Buy a few different bottles, drink them all and see which one tastes chocolatey.
Make a note of that. We're not old
blah,
yet.
Blah, 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 blah. I don't like
not
olives
old and, trying
and don't like wine.
Daddy's
but,
chest.
Oh, I love Daddy's chest. But what I do like or not like is BO. This leads me nicely onto my next thing. Right. So do you know benzoyl peroxide, which is what they will give you. So we spoke one of the other episodes about Duac,
yeah,
the spot cream, which is benzoyl
peroxide. Seen this
peroxide.
On TikTok, yeah.
Have you? And apparently, if you use that on your armpits, it gets rid of. So sometimes I actually do have quite smelly armpits.
You stink.
I don't stink, but I do have quite smelly armpits.
Is that my T-shirt, by the way?
It's fucking mine. And even if I put deodorant on, I do have some. I'm got a strong armpit smell. So don't make this into a video.
I don't do enough manual labour to smell.
So apparently, what it actually is, it's the bacteria on your skin coming into contact with the air. So benzoyl peroxide wash, CeraVe acne wash, has lots of benzoyl peroxide in, and also the Paula's Choice one. If you wash your armpits with that twice a week, it will massively reduce, apparently, the bacteria and therefore the smell of your pity pit pits.
Well, one of my friends had this boyfriend and he was so sexy, but he fucking stank like onion ass.
Oh,
like,
onion ass.
Yeah, do you know that proper bobo?
Onion ass.
And she then started smelling of him because his germs had gone into her.
What, into her vagina?
No, like, I think when
they were cuddling in a pause.
And she had to have showers with Hibiscrub.
Right. And did she stay with him?
No.
How sexy was he?
No, like really sexy. And he had one of the biggest dicks you'll ever see in your life. So yeah, if you catch feelings and smells off boys, you can rinse
you can
them
that.
Away.
I just saw it and I thought it was quite an interesting thing for you.
And what if your fanny smells of fish?
I'm not even promoting that company anymore because we must have sold millions of them. Don't know, you're stuck. You just have to buy some chips to go with it. Hey! Great minds. Lucas nearly made the same joke. Right, okay, so never mind all
can
this.
Can you get toxic shock off a chip?
Because the vinegar.
Put some lubricant.
Put some lubricant. If you are, if you are inserting a chip into your vagina at any point, make sure you use a lubricant because we don't want the walls to get scratched and any vinegar to enter inside your body. Okay, so be careful when you're chipping yourself. Right,
chippity.
Did anyone ever used to say chippy tits?
Where you always say chippy tits.
I think it's really funny if something like chippy tits. Right, we asked for more Slutty Susans, and as always, you delivered. They always do. They've got our back. So we asked for more, and you gave us more. Right, who's reading this one, honey?
Please keep me anonymous. Hi, girls and Lucas. I'm a loyal listener to your pod. I always listen whilst out dog walking, but I've never been in touch. Here I am. Here's my slutty Sue. Are you ready?
Yeah.
She actually wrote, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I was happily married to the man of my dreams, but the bastard had an affair. Is that you, Lisa? So I left him. We have two beautiful boys together. I was very lonely, especially at night. We've all been there. So I had a few dates and I must confess, I had great sex with one guy and we got to chatting about threesomes.
Okay.
I said, yeah, I'm up for that. So we meet up. The sex was sensational. Oh. I was treated with the utmost respect. So they said, can we meet up again? I was well up for it and five lads came along.
What?
Oh, what a night. I could hardly walk for a few days.
Five?
I didn't see them again until one night when I was out about 10 months later. I met up with one of the guys and we started dating. He moved in very soon after. I've never said a word to his friends. I just give them a wink when we see them. I've never said a word to their wives or partners. 10 years later, we're happily married with a little girl. I'm a wifey for lifey. I just really wanted to get that off my chest.
Oh, so she
got
met
gang
a guy,
banged.
Got gangbanged, five of them. I want to know still how that works. Do they go one after the other?
I think it's called like running a train.
So is that one, then the other? Does one go in the arse, one the vagina, one the mouth? Does it rotate? Do you wank one off? Or do they all go shag, 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 shag? I want to know. Anyway.
I want to know.
So I need to know about that. And then she ended up actually with one of them. And whenever they go out, like, she must look at the wives and think.
Also, can you imagine,
I've seen your husband's
some
cock.
People are such dumb twats. Like, do you know we've all been there with that one loser girl that's like, my friend shagged your boyfriend. And you're like, bitch.
No one's asked.
Shut up.
Yeah, no one's asked.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So she's kept that very quiet. So for 10 years, she's kept that quiet. So I'm glad you got that off your chest, darling. Imagine sitting there seeing like his mates and thinking, you've absolutely ran a train on me. In Aldi, you're walking down the aisle and you're looking at him thinking, you've seen my arsehole. Anyway, right, Slutty Susans, we love them. We want more of them. Email us hello@niptuck.com.
Right, so thank you very much, my love, for that little...
confession.
What would we call that? Extravaganza? Performance?
Extravabanza.
Yeah, there you go. Put that in your wank pipe and toss yourself off with it.
Suck it. Right, so remember, on Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voice heard. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can also get in touch via WhatsApp. We want your messages, we want your dilemmas, we want your icks, we want everything, and we will keep it anon. Just go to this episode's description for all the ways in which to contact us. And please don't forget, we need a 5-star... Please don't forget, we need a 5-star review. And we're going to be back with the bonus episode on Friday. That's all
Thank
about you.
You.
Thank you for Bye. Listening. See you on Friday, guys.